and you mentioned that lavalier thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, is that... That's not beads, though.
No, it was a kind of a little gold chain. Gold chain with a little pendant of some kind on it.
I see.
And it was called lavalier. And anyway, she still got that lavalier.
Well, what about men to hold up their trousers they would wear?
Suspenders.
Yeah.
Yes,
and suspenders. What about on overalls? So come over the shoulder
They'd be suspended.
They'd still be called suspenders. Well, what about, is gallows the same thing as...
Gallows is new. Some of them call them gallows.
But is that the same?
That's the same thing. On an overall, you see they're sewed on. And a suspender is, you button them. You have two buttons here and two behind, you see. Such thing as galluses, and that's what that was. But I'd think a suspender would be something that was attached to the garment. Best I'd know about it.
Yeah. What about to hold over your head when it rains? You'd have
a parasol or an umbrella. Umbrella is what it was when I was a kid. We never heard of a parasol. That's something new.
Oh, that's a new thing.
That's a new thing.
Umbrella. What about on a bed, when you make up the bed, the last thing you put on the bed would be called a...
Coverlid, just a
bedspread. But in those days...
Oh, it's coverlid.
That's what I was thinking, yeah. And then...
I don't really know how you spell it.
Either. I don't know how.
Would it be coverlid? Or anyhow, it's just, I remember it being called a coverlid.
Wait, have you ever heard about...
what
did they call it? I heard one of my
kinfolks
say
counterpin. Oh, yeah,
counterpin. Yeah. Is that the same?
Well, now I don't know how that's spelled.
I think
it would be pain, counterpain or something like that.
Is it the same as a coverlet?
Yes.
Well, that's
the same thing. Only now, counterpin is a top thing. But I think a counterpin, mostly they're homemade. You make turf. I know you've seen them.
I've heard
knob things, you know. I just know they're called counterpins.
On a bed, it'd be like a pillow and they go...
Bolster.
Yeah. Did you ever see those?
Oh, yes, I've had that. But I never did like it. I tore mine up and made pillows out of it.
You did?
Oh, yeah, I got this bright idea, you know, so I'd like one of them to lay on so. But I didn't care for it to sleep on. Mine didn't work out, so I just tore it up and got me some kicking and made me some pillows.
Well, what about on the floor? if you put a place down on the floor for children to sleep on, like you put your quilts and things, you call that a
punnet.
And then, this next part has got to do with land, with different types of land. Now, if you were talking about land that would just grow anything, you'd say, oh, that land is sure is.
Rich or poor.
Or something like that. If it would grow a whole lot,
Or slaty or sandy or different types of land, of course.
And if it was, the type that was that black, rich black soil, did you have a name for that?
I just don't.
What was the best kind of soil around here? Like out there where on your farm, what kind of soil did you mostly have?